Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's great to have Jess Jaritsma here with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department as we're getting close to the holidays, so I sense a contest is in the air. Jess, it's good to see you.
Yes, you as well. Thanks for having me back. I've been here quite a bit this fall, so that's been nice.
It's all good.
Yeah, so we've got the 12 days of holiday fire and CO safety contest coming back up starting on Thursday, December 12th, so we'll have a tip of the day every day, and of course a fire safety package to go with that, so smoke and CO alarms in there, some kind of kitchen gadgets, so lots of good little giveaways, and of course the fire safety messaging to go along with it.
Absolutely, and these little gift packs, these little prize packs are just great, and people really appreciate obviously having fun with the contest, but they appreciate getting these prizes.
Yeah, well, there's lots of good stuff in there, and especially the smoke and CO alarms. I mean, we can always probably use those. Lots of people have ones that are maybe getting close to expiring, so they could use those as a replacement or even gift them. It's the gift that keeps on giving, really. Mm. It's a life-saving device, so that's always an option too.
All right. So again, it's going to be different tips each and every day. So obviously, we're not going to give out all the tips right now. But anything overall you want to talk about as we get closer to the holidays?
Well, just fire safety in general. Obviously, our message is always about smoke alarms and having carbon monoxide alarms installed in your home. So it's great to always just keep checking those, make sure we're testing them regularly to know that they're working. But specifically, some things around the holidays. Cooking is a big one in the kitchen, right? We often have things going on the stove. We have lots of family over, kids playing, that type of thing. We can get distracted quite a bit. And we do know that cooking-related fires are the top source of fires, especially around the holidays in our homes. So we just want to be cognizant of that if we're in the kitchen cooking with family and that maybe we're pre-cooking some stuff just so we're not having to walk away, but just making sure we do stay in the kitchen while we're cooking.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a fair comment because it gets to be such a busy time of the year and you're leaving that pot on the stove and you're chatting or whatnot or whatever's going on, and the busyness can lead to potential problems, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. I think that the holidays in general are just a busy time, and there's a few things that we can kind of throw to the back burner. And one big thing, especially around the holidays, is we have decorations, lots of them out, and the lights and all that good stuff. If you do have a real tree, make sure that you're watering it daily. It is really important. They do dry out quickly. So if you're noticing that the needles are falling off the tree, or if you do have it close, we don't want it close to a furnace vent or any non-LED lights. Those things get pretty warm. So we just want to be cognizant of that as well, because tree fires are a real thing.
Yes, absolutely. And a good point to mentioning Christmas lights, especially if you have older Christmas lights, probably a good idea when you're not using them to turn them off overnight or that sort of thing.
Yes, we do know some of the older style lights do tend to, if they are older, could potentially have frayed wiring and they're just worn out over time. We do recommend the LED lights now are fabulous. They don't put out the heat and they don't have the potential hazards like the regular Christmas lights do. So if you are able, definitely try and switch out those LED lights. But just make sure that if you do have lights that are a bit older, check the cords for any fraying or damage that may be caused to it. And if there is, definitely just throw them out and get something new.
Okay, again, it's 12 days of holiday fire and CO safety giveaway. Again, always good idea to check those CO alarms.
Yes, CO alarms for sure, especially this time of year. I think we spoke about that last month during carbon monoxide awareness, but it is true this time of year. Furnaces, wood stoves, gas-fired appliances in your home, they all have the potential to put off carbon monoxide. So it's very important that we make sure that those alarms are working and that we have them installed properly.
Okay, again, we're so looking forward to the 12 days of holiday fire and CO safety giveaway. The contest kicks off December 12th. Of course, we'll share all the details on our socials and MyStrat. ForNow.com. Anything else you want to spotlight maybe that we haven't chatted about? There's lots of good stuff with all of these tips, I tell you.
Yeah, I think overall it's just making sure that we're kind of aware of some of these hazards that are in our house. We did mention, obviously, busy time of year, so some of these things fall to the back burner. And this time of year is great. We're all getting lots of gifts and stuff around the holidays as well. They could potentially have lithium-ion batteries, and that's one sort of thing that's sort of coming about a little bit more with the potential for fire risk with these devices. So we just want to be cognizant if you are getting toys or devices that have a lithium ion battery, that you're making sure it's charged properly with the cord that came with it, trying not to use cords that are purchased off of other sites and not meant for that device. It can cause them to overheat and catch fire. And just being aware if there's any damage to the devices or they're getting hot or anything like that, that we definitely stop using them immediately.
Yeah, that's a good tip right there. You know, if it's getting warm, that sort of thing. That's an indication right there.
Yes, a warm device, or if it's sort of maybe smelling a bit, or mm-hmm. could potentially have a gas coming off it if it is really damaged. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely ways you can tell if your device is damaged.
All right. It's a busy time of year for sure, Jester Esma with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And it's been a busy time for the area firefighters. How did it go with all the holiday smile cookies with Tim Hortons decorating all those cookies?
Yes, it was fantastic. We had an awesome time. So the Tim Hortons in Mitchell was there supporting the West Perth Fire Department this year with the Smile Cookie campaign, along with obviously the Tim Hortons camps and other local organizations. But it was just such a fun time to be out there all week long decorating the cookies, putting smiles on the cookies, but also putting smiles on people's faces. So just an all-around great time of year and great campaign.
Fantastic. And we should mention, too, there's some toy drives going on. Perth East Fire Christmas Toy Drive is on every Saturday until December 21st, and that's at the Sebringville Fire Hall.
Yeah, so the Sebringville Fire Hall, they're collecting toys for kids this year again, so that's a campaign that they do every year. So they'll be at the hall every Saturday until December 21st from 9 till noon collecting toys, and our Milverton firefighters will be collecting during the Milverton Parade coming up, so that's also a time, and then our Shakespeare Department also collects toys as well, so they're all doing great things for the community.
That's awesome. With Perth East and West Perth Fire Department, Jester Esma, and the 12 Days of Holiday Fire and CO Safety Giveaway Contest. Lots of fun and lots of information, too. Jess, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me again.